Wake up! Don't want to sleep through your big day.
Big day?
Hump day. Am I right?
What hump?
The hump, 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 hump.
The hump. I don't want to wake up.
Oh, cheer up. It's almost Halloween.
When is it?
When is it?
This weekend.
This weekend.
That's my favorite holiday.
We love Halloween.
I'm going to make you hump day treat.
The show's about ready to start.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
And what a day it is. Wednesday, it's hump day. We got some beautiful blue sky out there, depending on where you're at. We've had some interesting weather, but you know what? We need it. It's fall. We're going into winter. What a day. So let's talk about things that will make you go, on this Wednesday. We're working on the poll question right now, and I think it's apropos to talk about this. Do you see a change in the Republican Party? In the local Republican parties? So just kind of all lumped in together. Fallon or Churchill, Douglas, Washoe, they go by counties. Yes for the negative, yes for the positive, or no, nothing at all. You know, I started off that question with nationally, but then it's like, no, I want to bring it closer to home. Because nationally, yes, I do see a change for the positive. We've got, you know, congresspeople in there like Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just love those women. But then on the national scene, you've still got the same old, same old. You've got the Lindsey Grahams. You've got the Mitch McConnells. It's disgusting. But here locally, in the party itself, you know, if you haven't been paying attention, if you've kind of strayed away from the Republican Party, especially Washoe County, their executive board, for the most part, resigned from the Central Committee, which, you know, it was a good thing they did, because there was an uprising here in Washoe County. It just wasn't as dramatic as it was in Clark County in Las Vegas. But more and more people are getting involved. Spent the evening last night, a number of hours. I'm not going to say where, because once again, I'm very disappointed with casino businesses in this town. Unbelievable. Wanted a room for an extra half hour. Nope. Oh, you know what? I will name it. The Atlantis. Here we are. We got money. We want to pay for it. Just instead of ending our meeting, which was going amazingly, at 8:30, just wanted to go to 9. Just 30 minutes. Cash in hand. No. That's bad business, if you ask me. But nobody's asking me. So I just throw it out there. Whole new leadership in the Washoe County Republican Party. And let me tell you, that's going to be huge for taking back Northern Nevada and bringing back the excitement, bringing back not the grand old party, bringing back the new Republican Party, the We the People Party, the engagement, the excitement, the dedication, the passion. And it's happening. And I hope you see it. Hence today's poll question, which, by the way, is brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. So, it's a simple question, but it leads to a bigger story of reminding people that if you are not involved in the Republican Party, maybe a party you walked away from because you were disenfranchised, you were disgusted, you were demeaned, you were, for some reason, I'm choosing all D words. I don't know what it is, but it's time to come back. And something of great concern, great, great, great concern. This is a notice that was put out from the Assembly Republican leader, Dr. Dina Titus. I wanted to forward you an email from the RNC State Director, Joe Weaver, and the Nevada GOP Executive Director, Jessica Hansen. They are finding a lot of staunch conservatives who go to the DMV and unknowingly are being changed to nonpartisan. No party affiliation. Instead of the Republican Party, due to Nevada's somewhat recent motor voter law. Wow, this is, that is really disturbing. Really, really disturbing. Now, you can find out your registration status by just logging on to the Secretary of State's office. Because there's important information coming up. There's an important election coming up, especially for the primary. And we need Republicans all back on board. We need you back if we are going to win. So please, check your voter registration. If it says NP, nonpartisan, if it says independent, whatever. Unless it says GOP or unless it says Republican, please make sure you get it changed before the primary. Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to vote for amazing candidates like Sam Brown or, sorry, myself. It's just, it's a flaw in the system. Actually, it looks like a flaw in many systems. From the voter, motor voter, all the way down. That's why we need to get these things changed. We need people in all levels of office that understand the importance of conservatism. And not necessarily just Republicans. You know, there are a few people bagging on the Reclaim Nevada Festival that, oh, these people never say what they mean, or, yeah, sure, they'll talk now, you know, nicely now, but when it actually comes down to it, well, that's why you learn people. You learn how to read people. If people aren't looking you in the eye when they're speaking with you, if they're listening to you half-heartedly, if they say one thing and do another. I'm not talking about, you know, sitting down and meeting with you. That's something completely different because people are busy. I honestly didn't know what it took to run for office. And I was encouraging you to do it. Well, it's tough. It takes a lot of time. I mean, especially if you still want to have a business, if you still want to do your job, have a family and everything like that, running for office takes a while. But I'm just curious from you. Do you see a change in the local Republican Party? 991-FMTalk.com, 923-FMTalk.com. A lot of participation in yesterday's poll question because it is a huge subject right now. Not just here in Washoe County, not just in Douglas, Clark, not just in Nevada. It's all over the country and it's all over the world. Because this is creeping into other education systems as well. Should parents have a say in what is taught to their children? 98% said yes. So I hope the Washoe County School District is listening to that. Douglas, Lyon, I hope all the school districts get that message. Parents will be involved with their child's education, whether you like it or not. I do give kudos where kudos are deserved. Respect is earned. Trust is earned. Just because you have trustee by your name doesn't mean that people trust you. But to the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees, wow. I and many parents, many constituents are very appreciative and proud of the fact that you decided to not pay dues, at least for now, to the National School Board Association. The association that wrote that incredibly poor letter wanting the DOJ to investigate parents. Because Merrick Garland can do the runaround and say, oh, no, it was for threats of violence. No, it wasn't. It was for speaking loudly, for name calling, for threatening jobs and saying you will be replaced. That's what that letter was about. Calling parents domestic terrorists. They thought they'd be able to get away with it, but they weren't. So to the Washoe County School District deciding not to renew the dues, kudos to you. Many, many, many applause. And thank you. Stand behind the parents. Stand with the parents. Because when it boils down to it, it's all about the kids. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910, FM News Talk, 99.1.
Oh, and a woo-hoo to you, too. It is a woo-hoo day. It's a good day. Just waking up, it's a good day. Let me tell you that. Big sorry. I do it all the time. Even though I was reading her statement, I still called the minority leader Dina Titus and not Robin. I hate when I do that because, honestly, nobody wants to be compared to Dina Titus, at least not if you're a Republican. Interesting things going on with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. Once again, so you know this, going on nationally. It just goes to show that when people run for election, they don't want you to know the truth, really. Twice now, and this goes not here locally, this goes to New Jersey. The New Jersey governor there, Phil Murphy, is running for re-election. And Project Veritas has gotten involved because a lot of important things are coming out, at least there, like the fact that he supports mandating the clot shot, the Fauci jab for everybody. Everybody has to get it. But he's not pushing that before the election, and he's being very vague on his answers. But somebody in his, well, somebody in his circle made it very clear that after he's reelected, that's all they care about. Then he's going to push it. Well, it seems to be coming out now that his circle, the person who advises him, is now saying, quote, I think it's $40 million being allocated to illegal immigrants, something like that. And to designate that at this point, it would be political suicide. Yes, it would. And that's why they won't be honest about it. Governor Sisolak, he's taking care of the illegals here in Nevada. Illegals, refugees, everything being funneled through the Office of New Americans, being funneled just through straight out assistance. Is this the kind of Nevada that you want to live in? Is this the kind of country that you want to live in? The kind of country that takes care of people, first off, breaking the law and illegally entering this country, because you need to make a choice very quickly. Because right now, there is another band of illegals, another group. And, you know, I don't mean band like Merry Men. I mean band like, oh, criminals, sex offenders, human traffickers. No guarantee with that cute little picture that they put out recently of the moms all holding the kids' hands. Can't question a woman, but no. Women are human traffickers just as easily as men. They're abusers just as easily as these other criminals. Selling off their children so they can have a better life. Is this the type of world you want to live in where this is allowed? Where nobody's checked? Where American citizens are mandated to get a shot that is harming children, killing adults? And yet, illegals, they don't have to get it. And once they're in this country, not being tracked, they still don't have to get it. You don't have to have an honest Social Security card. Why would you have to have an honest vaccination card? It's all being done on purpose. It's all being done in an effort to destroy this country. A Soros attorney has been selected by the Biden administration to review U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency's foreign operations strategy. Think of all the people that George Soros helps get elected through his many charitable organizations, foundations. They're not charitable. They're in place to get his minions elected, which, by the way, happens to be somebody on the Washoe County School Board. Point that out to you a little bit later in the program.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on... It is a dog day. You know, it's not a dog day of fall. It's a dog day of summer. It's a dog day of fall. All just feeling like you're being dragged down. And you know what? Stand tall. Stand proud. We will make it through this. Maybe not easily, but we will make it all through this. Hey, today's poll question brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Today's poll question, just, you know, picking your brain, just seeing if you pick up on the fact. Do you see a change in the local Republican Party here in Washoe County? Yes for the positive, yes for the negative, no change at all. Yesterday's poll question, should parents have a say in what is taught to their children? 98% of triple-digit participants said yes, absolutely. Well, and that's what happens when you give the Republican Party a second chance. Let me just tell you, I was at a meeting last night for the Washoe County Republican Party Central Committee. Getting people signed up for the Central Committee is priority one for the new leadership, the leadership that wants everybody involved, that wants to hear from everyone, that wants to represent we the people. The old leadership that resigned wanted only 120 members on the Central Committee, wanted to close it off to we the people when there's well over 2,200 positions available to be on the Central Committee. Well, last night, we voted in as a body 77 new members. 79 new members. I don't have the exact number. But it was impressive. And the meeting before that, impressive. And the meeting before that, impressive. Just a small indication of what we're doing and how we are moving in the right direction to represent we the people. So please, come play. Because our sandbox is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I tell you, as we head into election season, it's going to be a lot more fun. Because it is fun when your team wins, when you see the candidates that you want to see get elected. That's, you know, in my opinion, this is not the opinion of the party. This is not the opinion of anybody else but me. Right here. That's why I believe the executive committee resigned. They even asked a donor who donated a large sum of money to ask for his money back or ask for their money back. And then they went and started a political action committee. Yeah, the leadership from up here started a political action committee in Las Vegas, drawing funds from Northern Nevada so they can sink it into the candidates they want to see elected. Not who you want elected, who they want elected. You know, that was one of the reasons that people were leaving the political party, that people were leaving politics altogether, because they felt their voice was being silenced. They weren't being heard. Well, some people heard them loud and clear, especially when a certain someone who was the chairman of the party told Sam Brown, "You can't get elected." Well, we'll check in with Captain Sam Brown after 11 o'clock this morning at 11:08. He'll be joining us. Because I think we're sending a very positive message that the political establishment candidate, yeah, they can do all the polls they want saying that they can beat Catherine Cortez Masto. But it'd be nice if they actually admitted that there is a poll out there as if they can beat Sam Brown. Yeah, they don't win that poll. They don't win the We the People poll. That's why they're getting all their Washington cronies to endorse some of these candidates. So we'll be hearing from Captain Brown coming up. But this is just a little something of what we have to fight against. And I say, stand strong. Unvaccinated Los Angeles city workers will have to pay. And some people say, oh, follow the money. It boils down to the money. No. This is pressure. Because at some point, people aren't going to be able to afford this, yes, but they're going to get tired of it. And so they'll just say, oh, fine, I'll just take the jab. Unvaccinated Los Angeles city workers will have to pay $130 per week to have COVID tests. As the council there extends jab mandate deadlines for cops and firefighters. Saw the most beautiful sight yesterday. Video of the Brooklyn Bridge and workers walking out. Firefighters, police officers, healthcare workers walking out, carrying their American flags and say, we will not submit to this. Let's go to the talk and text lines. 775-884-9910. Man, that gets me worked up that I have to say 775, but that you have to dial it. So let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Cindy this morning. Cindy, thank you for being on the program. I know you've got another important meeting that you're heading into, the Conservative Talk Lunch today, which people, by the way, still got a chance to get to it at King Buffet at 11:30 and hear some great conservative speaking, like Cindy Martinez, I hope. Cindy, what's happening with the Board of Health meeting tomorrow?
Well, good morning, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, the Washoe County Board of Health is meeting tomorrow at the Washoe County Commission Chambers, 1 p.m. It is the one meeting that they hold a month where they cover all of the health policy issues of the county. And, of course, you know we've been on a sustained push against I hate saying the word against, but in imploring to our county commission to lift the public health emergency. Mm-hmm. And since the health district returned to in-person meetings, I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago, we've been making the same pitch again. So tomorrow we're going to be there at 1 o'clock, and I invite all of our fellow citizens to come and talk to the health district and tell them that they're tired of the restrictions that have been unconstitutionally imposed upon our county and our state. And by the way, there is no public health emergency. NRS 414 was invoked at a time when we didn't really know what was going on, but as time has gone on, obviously, there is no public health emergency. I'm driving out of Sparks heading down south, and remarkably, the streets are clear of bodies, and I don't see ambulances rolling code 3 anywhere.
Well, if you did, though, head on over to the Truckee River, there are a lot of bodies. They're alive, but there are a lot of bodies just all congregated together and living outside in filthy conditions, and they don't seem to be affected by anything that's going on.
Isn't that a strange miracle? And I don't know how that is.
Yeah. It's, well, we all know how it is. It's called trickery.
Exactly.
And that's my opinion, not Cindy's. It's, you know, flat out lying to the people, because you made a great point there in the beginning, Cindy. Policy. This is not about people's health. This is about policy. And that's what they hide behind to perpetuate all of this.
Absolutely, and it's based on fraudulent data, and we've talked about that before. I don't want to go into the weeds on that, but what we should be concerned about is the political maneuverings of the health district. For example, Thomas Young, his term, he was an appointee, his term expired, and the county commission last week appointed Dr. John Clacking, a longtime resident of Washoe County, to fill his position. He lives, interestingly enough, in Commissioner Bob Lucy's district. What does that mean? So when I sent out the call to action last week to attend the commission meeting, there were three applicants, one of which that, as I reviewed all of the, actually there were five applicants. There were three that I thought were pretty qualified. And one of them was, I think her name was Susan Bennett, who had massive experience in working with COVID-19 and different public health positions in Nevada. And her resume was stellar and very impressive, working on a master's in public nursing, I think is what it was. And this Dr. Clacking, his resume basically gave a short narration of his background in I don't have the notes in front of me. It just didn't make a pitch for why he thought that he would be the best person to pick for that position. So it appeared, and Dr. Rika Danko, who currently serves on the board, she wrote a piece last week, if this is Reno, saying, don't politicize the health board. And guess what? It appears to have been politicized by a political appointment by our favorite commissioner, Bob Lucy.
Well, I'm just surprised at you, Cindy, that you use the term qualifications. That's just, come on. You know better. Cindy Martinez, thank you so much for joining me today. You need to get into that conservative talk lunch. And I appreciate all your participation and your encouragement for others to participate. What can they do to be at that meeting tomorrow?
Well, show up early so you can get a good seat, obviously. The if you go to, I don't have the link to it off the top of my head, but if you search for the Washoe County Health District and look for the agenda for today, you can look at that. They're going to be talking about the COVID-19 response. And take a look at that. Come on down and just voice your opinion about the health policy that's being promulgated in the county. It's not consistent, and it's infringing on our constitutional rights.
Cindy Martinez, thank you so much for joining me today and bringing us that information. Have a great lunch.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, especially first-timers. First-time caller at 775-884-9910. That's our talk and text line. Let's check in with Jeff this morning. Jeff, thanks for being on the program. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Monica. I heard about...
Sorry, we're getting a lot of feedback here. Jay Biggs, could you please, or Craig, please close your channels to the program? Thank you. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I wanted to offer a suggestion for the Republican Party. It has your topic, your question for the day.
Uh-huh.
Kind of made me think about it. And one thing was about Trump that I liked that I only heard him mention one time during his campaign when he first started running was how he didn't necessarily know everything about what needed to be done, but he would put someone in the position that did know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the Republican Party needs to do rather than have, you know, 15 good people running against each other for one position when their talents can be used in another position to better the whole establishment. Kind of like a football team or a baseball team with the manager probably being the governor and then like Joey Gilbert being attorney general for the state or something like that, you know, where they would
I see what you're saying, and that unfortunately, you know, that's why we have the primary, is to talk to people and find out, because I've tried to work with a couple of candidates and say, you know what, you guys would work great as a team. You know, you run for governor, you run for lieutenant governor, and, you know, we could own this state for 16 years, you know, because then you move from lieutenant governor to governor. But there's this thing, Jeff. It's called
an ego.
Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth, unfortunately. And the other thing, Jeff, is you have people, supporters behind those candidates who are saying, you know, you can do this, you can do this. And they're pushing, they're feeding that ego. So it grows. And, you know, there are just some people, unfortunately, that are put in, not as, I don't want, not the term seat fillers, but the distractants. You know, there are people who are literally going to just nibble away at the vote because they don't want these other people to get into place. See, that's the dysfunction of the party itself, Jeff. And we're trying to fix that. You know, we're trying to get on the same page. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money involved, and there's a lot of people who've been doing this for a long, long time that don't want people like you and I to have a voice.
Right. And it seems like that's what the Democrats do a lot of the time, is they have so many Republicans running against each other, and it takes away all the votes for one Republican versus one Democrat. Mm-hmm. So the Democrat ends up winning.
Yeah. Yeah. And we can't let that happen. I think more and more people, Jeff, are waking up to the strategies that are being used. It's not just this, you know, oh, I'm going to vote for my favorite person. You know, it's there's strategy to all of this. And everyday people are waking up to it. They're learning how to play the political game. And I think a lot of that is attributed to President Trump. You know, he got people to open their eyes and see, hey, this is what your own political establishment is doing to you and your vote. And so you have to be involved.
Now, I have a question for you. I've always registered as an independent, mm-hmm. thinking that, you know, it didn't matter who was up, I could vote for him.
Right.
But that's not true, is it?
No, it's not. It is and it isn't, okay? It is in the general election because you're open to vote for whoever you want. But in the primary, when you're separating, you know, this person from that person, especially in the larger parties, you have to be a part of that party. So if your candidates that you're looking at, say you seem to, you know, go more, just take it as a past election, you went more with Trump rather than, you know, I think it was as Gary Johnson, then Trump wouldn't have shown up on your ballot in the primary. Only Gary Johnson would, because he was the independent. So what I encourage people to do, it is very easy to change your political affiliation. Change it to Republican for now, and then change it back to whatever you want for the general election. It's that easy. Jeff, thank you for calling.
Well,
I'm so glad it was your first time. I hope you enjoyed it, and you'll call back to the Monica Jay Show.